Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva here on Blog Talk Radio. Sit back, unwind, and enjoy the latest in entertainment news and realistic and real topics with real answers. Once again, you are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, 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 everybody, to Say What Now with Classy Diva for Sunday, August the 3rd, 2008. I am your host, Classy Diva, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, as I do every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a great show for you today, this evening. Joining us later on will be the fabulous Crystal Clay Brooks, who will be taking all of your calls and questions. Anything additional, we do ask that you email us at klmc1997@gmail.com. And for those of you who do want to call in and let us know what you are thinking about, please call in at our number, which is 357-677-1412. Once again, you're listening to Classy Diva Say What Now, where today's topic will be celibacy in 2008. The first thing that I want to do is introduce our special call-in guest host today. Her name is Crystal Clay Brooks. Crystal is the vessel God chose to give birth to Trinity Faith Consulting. She is a native of Chicago, Illinois. She matriculated to the University of Illinois, where she received a Bachelor's of Science from the College of Business and Administration and majored in Management Information Systems, graduating with high honors. Shortly after graduating from college, Crystal relocated to Atlanta, Georgia, and earned a Master's of Business and Administration with a concentration in marketing. She earned the designation as Certified Career Management Coach from the Career Coach Academy, which is an International Coach Federation accredited academy and program. Crystal is also a certified life coach. She received this designation from the Life Purpose Institute, also an accredited coach training program through the International Coach Federation. Crystal is the author of a career planning workbook that is on the cutting edge of career preparation, titled Turning Up the Heat, Fireproof Your Career. Turning Up the Heat, Fireproof Your Career is a must-read workbook for anyone who has ever felt like a victim of today's uncertain economy or who has been hostage by office politics. Turning Up the Heat, Fireproof Your Career shows you how to avoid the trap of giving up control to others while empowering yourself to pursue a more fulfilling life. Crystal is involved with a number of ministries and volunteer organizations, to name a few. She is an executive board of directors member of the Sisters in the Spirit Ministry and was also featured as a workshop leader at the organization's annual conference in Chicago, Illinois. Sisters in the Spirit is a ministry of women from a variety of faith, traditions, ages, experiences of life, and ethnic and socioeconomic backgrounds, who seek to inspire, empower, enhance, motivate, educate, and encourage women throughout the world. Crystal serves as a mentor for two teenage girls. She is also a proud member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. She has served on the advertisement committee for a number of organizations and has been sought out as a consultant for a variety of programs and workshops. Crystal has been the featured presenter at various events where the topics include, but are not limited to, discovering your purpose, career planning, cover letter and resume writing, and dress for success, etc. Crystal desires to be led by God at all times. She is committed to encouraging and empowering individuals to reach their full potential by giving all information she has privilege to attain. Welcome, Crystal. How are you?
I am doing well this evening today, Keisha. How are you?
I'm doing great. First of all, I definitely would like to thank you for tuning in today and becoming the special guest host of Say What Now with Classy Diva Celibacy in 2008. Why don't you tell the audience a little bit more about your company?
Well, Trinity Faith Consulting was created to basically to be a coaching organization. I stepped away. I played a role as a counselor for a while for a number of people, and I found out that as a counselor, I was just kind of giving information and just helping people to solve problems by just giving information. I wanted to take a different role and become a coach. And a coach, you're more so helping individuals pull out the answer that already lies within them. So that's the basis of Trinity Faith Consulting, to provide coaching in a number of areas, general life coaching, as well as our specific areas being career management. We help people with discovering their purpose, with interview writing, interviewing preparation, resume writing, career planning, just the whole gamut of things. So that's Trinity Faith Consulting in a nutshell.
Oh, that is so awesome, Crystal. And also, can you give everybody the website for your company one more time?
Definitely. I'm sorry about that. The website is www.trinityfaithconsulting.com. And
okay.
Again, that, I'm sorry. That
one
is
more time.
www.trinityfaithconsulting.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Crystal. We also just got somebody to call in at 813. Call it 813. Are you there?
Yes, 813, it's me. I have a real quick question.
Sure.
I was going through, looking at what was on the air, and your title, segment title, really caught my attention. And it's something that I'm interested in and something that we should be doing. But I have to be honest with you. Once I hit the page and went in, the title of the show totally spent off. I want to know, what is classy about having your breast, or whoever that is, having your breasts and cleavage out?
Okay, I think we just lost that caller. What we're going to do next is we're going to take a very quick commercial, and we're going to come back with the entertainment report.
Hello, world. My name is Darren Rich.
And I am Israel Jacobs.
We write.
We speak.
And we teach. We are the Rich Jacobs Company. And as well, world, look out for our highly anticipated theatrical production, You Paint the Picture.
Paint the Picture, ladies. This is for you guys. It is from a man's perspective of how a woman is supposed to be treated. Ladies, this is a must-see.
For more information about the Rich Jacobs Company, go to their website at www.therichjacobscompany.com.
Being laid off, downsized, or replaced. Be your own boss. Right now, CorpOrLLC.com prepare your articles for your corporation or LLC for free. We are your one-stop shop for your small business needs. CorpOrLLC.com offers logo design, website design, virtual office, business plans, 501c3 completion, executive assistance, business cards, and so much more. Call now, 866-966-0722, that's 866-966-0722, or visit us online at www.corporllc.com, that's www.corporllc.com. CorpOrLLC.com, the first step in small business.
Okay, welcome back to Say What Now with Classy Diva here on Blog Talk Radio, where the subject for today is celibacy in 2008. Mm-hmm. So, Crystal, the next thing that we're going to talk about is entertainment report. Have you heard about anything that's been going on in the entertainment industry right now?
Oh, goodness. I have not, actually. Oh, yeah, I haven't heard anything new. What about you?
Well, actually, I don't know if you heard, but I'm actually on SandraRose.com right now, and this weekend was just, and they had their Summerfest here. Well, Jermaine just started out with a huge off. I don't know if you heard about that. Manelli hosted, and they were getting paid $50 to a stripper. What I heard was that they actually gave out more than that, but it would have been if they would have gave it to nonprofit organizations as well. Also, he had a party tonight at Club Dreams, and that was the official kickoff. He had Sanaa Lathan there, Gabriel Union, and some other big names, including Usher. They end up closing that party a bit earlier due to somebody trying to shoot at a security guard because they were attempting to VIP. It was kind of upsetting because people come together all the time and it was a party, but people wanted to try to shoot the place up. They actually had their all-white party, so that went off well. Have you ever heard of SandraRose.com before?
I don't think I have before, no.
Okay, well, SandraRose.com is a very intimate blog that's here in Atlanta. I actually put some information on here about salons. Salons has just came out, and it's actually controversy within the music industry, and it's called... And basically, Solange is Beyonce's little sister, and what she's doing is basically trying to go against the industry, is saying what she needs to do, and she's going to do it the way that she needs to do it without trying to be like her sister. So I definitely want to give her so much name of her song, but just to say that she's kind of stepping out of the industry. Also, what's going on is that... We're talking about the whole Ludacris song. Have you heard anything about what's going on with Ludacris song in Obama?
No, I haven't actually.
Basically, Ludacris decided to make a song in Obama, but at the same time, he is down in McCain. He also was down in Hillary Clinton. What he did was had a lot of cuss words in it and some very degrading words to say about Hillary Clinton. What happened was Obama had to do him and made a release of how he praised Chris as a person, but at the same time, he is very disappointed in Ludacris for coming out with a song like that, talking about people, and he can't down it. So, me personally, I didn't think it was trying to racial lines, which is, you know, present to that's coming up. So in the news, this is really entertainment news. There was a man that was on a Greyhound bus, and the guy was sitting next to the passenger, and was asleep. He stabbed him, you know, 50 times. He ran off the bus, and he proceeded to decapitate the man. So, being said, anytime you're on public transportation, you have to be extremely aware of the that you are, you know, sitting beside, because you know what's going to happen. I do encourage everybody to be artist of the week. Artist of the week, Hilton. Carrie Hilton has written for people as far as the Pussy Ball. A list of other you remember the play. She has an album that's coming up extremely soon. I do hope that everybody goes out and support her. She is an intonative young lady. You may not also know this, but Slim from 112 has his own. He has his own new song. His own new song is called So Funny, and he's got on it as well as Short and Low. What you can do is you can go online to close.com and see how that song is. Pretty good. And I hope that everybody goes to close.com and check that out, because it is a great, great song. So that was your entertainment report here on Say What Now with Classy Diva. So let's go ahead and get started with the topic of today, Crystal. So, Crystal, what is your definition of celibacy?
You know, actually, I went to a number of different dictionaries to see what is the actual meaning of the word celibacy. And basically, the word simply it means a number of things, but one of the definitions is actually the abstention from sexual intercourse. And so it was very interesting, because there was another definition of the word that actually meant abstention from married or changing marital vows. So I thought that was very interesting. I never knew the word could be utilized that way. But celibacy in the way that we're speaking of it today simply means the abstention from sexual intercourse.
Okay, great. And I know anytime that we talk about celibacy in 2008, people tend to get extremely squeamish about it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to realize that sometimes celibacy is the best thing to do as far as really understanding yourself personally and also going to the next level. We will definitely encourage for anybody to call in. If you would like to call in, you can do so at 347-677-1412, 347-677-1412. We do advise you that this is an adult conversation, and we're going to be looking at this from various points of views, some positive and some negative, but we really want to be extremely real about the situation. I actually had a young lady that was supposed to be calling in. She's a 30-year-old that's currently practicing celibacy, and she explained to me that the reason that she practiced celibacy is because she really wanted to go to the next level in her spirituality, and she also wanted to have a better means for herself. Mm-hmm. She's like, not that it wasn't hard, mm-hmm. but she really got through it, and she was like, she's a better person for it. Even though she wasn't a virgin, you do not have to be a virgin to go back and practice celibacy, but you have to honestly look at how do I value myself and how do I want to move on and make myself a better person. Crystal, do you know anybody that's currently practicing celibacy, and what were their reasons for going to practice celibacy?
Oh, yes. I know a number of women. I actually have two girlfriends, as a matter of fact, that have been celibate for 10 years. And basically their reasons, and typically what I hear their reasons are for spirituality purposes. People want to, you know, the Bible is very particular about, you know, it's fornication in the Bible, of course, but talks about having premarital sex. And so these young ladies were saying that they wanted to make sure they were in alignment with the Word of God in order to receive the husband they were believing God to receive. And so that's typically what I hear. But I do hear of other situations where people just choose to they don't want to kind of intertwine their bodies with anybody because they want to just kind of be to themselves and are able to meditate better and able to go to higher levels in themselves, but not getting into that physical interaction with somebody. Because actually, and we all know, sexual intercourse is so much more than a physical act. It's so emotional, it's so mental, and especially for us women. And so a lot of times women say, you know, I'm not going to participate in that activity so I can get myself and my mind right.
Okay, awesome. And sometimes when you talk about celibacy, once again, people get all squeamish about it, but a lot of times people are involuntarily celibate and they never really mm-hmm. think about it. For example, if a woman is having a 6-month dry spell, mm-hmm. I mean, you're pretty much celibate at the time. So you have to think about it that way as well and try to understand the meaning of it. Now, we're also going to be realistic about celibacy. It's not the easiest thing to do, mm-hmm. but think about it like this. You have to think about yourself as being the highest being as possible. And when you think about a lot of the guys that you slept with in the past, do you honestly think that all of those guys were worth having you?
Right, definitely.
Do you know what I mean?
That is so very true. I mentor two young girls, and I would always tell them, I tell them to think about it, I've never been hurt by a man that I did not have sex with. And when I say that to people, most people think about it and they say, you know what, that's true. Because that relationship, that sexual intercourse, takes the relationship to such a higher height, and you have so much more of an expectation of a person that you're more vulnerable and more open to being hurt. So
absolutely.
That's all very true.
Absolutely. And I'm here in the chat room now, and we have Black Civilization that's been chatting quite a bit. Thank you so much, Black. And he stated, just because you practice celibacy does not necessarily make you a good person, and you are absolutely right, because you can be practicing celibacy, but you can be a total bitch to everybody else.
Exactly.
Do have a point, and sometimes when some women aren't getting any, they can become that, or sometimes a man can become that. We would love for a guy to call in and chime in on what we're talking about today. And if you want to call in, the number is 347-677-1412. 347-677-1412. What we're going to do is we're going to listen to a short poem about celibacy, followed by a commercial, and we'll be right back.
In the year of 2008, I got a hot date. Can't be late, you see, because this man is feeling me. I mean, this man, he is good to me. He treats me good, drives a nice car. Oh, yeah, I can go far. You know, this man, he looks at me, he touches me, he teases me, and he wants to be with me. But no ring is there around for me to see. No promise of a future for me. No promise of the house, the kids, the white picket fence. No, see, he must think I'm a wench. Because he doesn't understand that I love me, I feel me, I uplift me, and that's why I see celibacy. If he doesn't understand what I see is all about me, then he can just let me be, because I see celibacy. I see a grand day when my husband will take me to the altar and over the threshold and lay me down, you see. And with him, I give him the gift of me. And that's why I see celibacy.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. And there's a lot of chitter-chatter that's going on in the chat room right now concerning our show today and what we're talking about. And apparently there is some issues with the guy that got disconnected on the call earlier. I do welcome everybody to call in, and I do welcome everybody to chime in your voices, but this show is not about dress that I wore to an event. This show is about celibacy in 2008. So unless you are buying my clothes, that is nothing for you to comment about. So we're going to go back to the topic in hand, and we're going to talk about celibacy from a man's perspective. Although the man that I had calling in today did not chime in, it's still not too late for any other man to call in. The number is 347-677-1412, 347-677-1412. Crystal, what did you think about that poem that you just heard?
I thought that was absolutely awesome. Oh, my goodness, it was absolutely awesome. I mean, it was so right on point. It was so, I thought it was awesome. I thought it was, definitely was awesome. I think it's what was said in the poem about, but no ring, and that's the thing about it. It's like sexual intercourse was basically created for man and a woman, a man and a wife, husband and wife to share. And so I think when you go and you do that outside of that husband and wife relationship, there's no incentive for that the man or the woman to take it to the next level. So I thought the poem was absolutely wonderful. It definitely spoke to the issue at hand appropriately.
Okay. We also have another comment from the chat room from Atlantis Island, and he states that I think celibacy is a big decision that a lot of people aren't ready for mentally, and I'm going to have to agree with you because I'm not going to be a hypocrite. We all know how good sex feels, if you will. We all know how good we feel when we're doing it and afterwards, so it takes more of a mental preparation also to prepare for this to get you ready for such a huge feat. Now, I do know of several couples, once they got engaged to get married, they decided that they were going to practice celibacy for a little while until they got married so they can really deeply go into their relationship and prepare to go to that next level. We just had a caller, and that caller hung up. The main reason for the people to go in and practice celibacy, what they stated was they really wanted to see if their relationship can go farther than sex, because a lot of times we are with people just for sex. Let's just put it out there. Mm-hmm. We are. And after you look at that, what is there that's left? Because if that's all that you can think about and that's all that you can do, then why are you in that relationship? What do you feel about that, Crystal?
Well, I think that is so very true. I mean, a lot of times, especially women, we oftentimes, and I say this often, but I think we oftentimes kind of prostitute ourselves and not necessarily knowing that we're doing that, but we oftentimes use our body to get what our hearts want. So we want this intimacy, we want this man to be around, and we know sex is what to keep him around, and so we keep having sex with people, and then you have this relationship that's based all around sex, and you remove it, and you don't necessarily realize how much of a relationship that you do not have. So I think what you said is so very true. I think there's so many times relationships, a lot of people, I believe, in relationships use sex as a Band-Aid. You know, there's a problem, and instead of delving into the issue and actually addressing the issue, we'll have a conversation that leads into sex, and then we just put a Band-Aid on this problem that's never been fixed. So, I mean, I definitely 100% agree with all that you said about people coming together and trying to see if sex is, taking sex out of the relationship to see if it was actually, if they have a good relationship outside of sex.
Okay, and I'm back in the chat room again, and it's really on fire. Black Civilization says, I think as a black race, many of us really and truly do not know the difference between sex and making love. That is why we are so disconnected in our relationships. I'm going to definitely say that Black Civilization has totally hit the nail right on the head, and I want to give him his kudos before we continue. So let's talk about that, Crystal. Why is it that a lot of times we confuse having sex with making love?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's, I think it's all, it all stems on expectations. A lot of times women, and I'm like, I can only speak from a woman's point of view because I am a woman. So I
right.
think oftentimes we go into these relationships because sexual intercourse is more than just the physical act, it's the intimacy behind it. So we go into these relationships with people and we're probably in the mindset of making love. We think about we're putting our just not just our bodies but our mind and our emotions and everything into this act of this sexual intercourse. And so we get kind of engulfed in that. Whereas a man, they're a lot more logical, they're a lot more practical in their thinking, and they could totally take their minds out of the physical act of sex, and sex could be just like brushing their teeth with no emotion involved. So I don't know if I would say if it was African Americans as much as I would gender-based. I don't know. What do you think, Classy Diva?
Actually, Crystal, that's a really good point because I know so many times that I call myself falling in love with somebody just because he knew what he was doing in the bedroom. And we as women have to understand just because a man, and I'm going to be very frank with you guys, can lay it down, does not mean that you love this man. It's
right.
not that you love this man. He's just gotten your body filled in a certain type of way. And there's ways that you can take care of yourself, which we will talk about later, that can help you feel that same way. But we as women, when we lay down with a man, just like you said, we think that it's a mental connection as well. But a lot of the times, the guys don't feel the same. And I do appreciate those guys who are extremely upfront with women when they say, you know, I'm not trying to get in a relationship right now. I'm not trying to be your boyfriend right now. I just want us to do this. And we as women sometimes still confuse that sex session with falling in love with somebody. And that's another reason why some people need to say, well, until I can really understand the two, maybe I should not be having sex right now. Now, we're not saying that celibacy is something that you just have to do for a year or 2 years because being realistic again, some people can't do it that long. Maybe try for 3 months to see how that goes. Maybe try for 6 months, see how that goes. And at the end, you're going to be very happy with yourself because you value what you got to a whole nother level, which also is going to make that guy that you with value you to a whole nother level. Because, again, we value sex too much and we confuse it with making love. And that's just something that we have to work on as well.
Mm-hmm.
Black Civilization says, don't let men fool you. They do not let you see when they cry and when they hurt, but they are so vulnerable if you really look at it. That was an interesting comment. How do you feel about that, Crystal?
I think it's very true. I'm so quick to say that I believe that men are just as emotional as women. They just express it differently. So whereas as women, we're typically a lot more verbal with it and vocalizing our emotions and our feelings. Men typically internalize things and they deal with them on their own and, you know, try to just not think about it. So I definitely think that's true. And I guess that's going back to saying, well, can men actually separate their emotions from the physical act of sex? And I believe that men are just naturally more logical thinkers. Women, we tend to think more emotionally. So as a logical thinker, if you go into this act saying, hey, this is just what it is, men could stay true to that a whole lot quicker than a woman could.
Okay. Thank you so much, Crystal. What we're going to do, everybody, we're going to take our last commercial break, and we actually have another call in.
Say What Now? It's been brought to you by Shibboleth Public Relations, a subsidiary of Prominence Marketing Group. For advertisement inquiries, please give us a call at 1-866-620-1408. Thank you so much for listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva here on Blog Talk Radio. That's all.
Want the pleasure of intimacy without the guilt? What makes you self-indulgence has vibrators, dildos.
I'm sorry, you guys. It's like we're having some technical difficulties.
What makes you happy? Self-indulgence has vibrators, dildos, arousal creams, and more. Visit us online at www.selfindulgence.com. That is www.selfindulgence.com. To place your order or book a party, call 404-254-7217. Self-indulgence.
Okay, thank you guys so much. I don't know what just happened, but I think we were having some technical difficulties, and I do apologize for that. I do have two callers, and I do see you at 404 and also at 580. I will be with you in just a second. That commercial that you just heard was not a porn commercial. It was called Self-Indulgence, and we just talked about how to possibly get yourself through celibacy a little bit easier because, let's be honest, we still all want to have an orgasm, and that commercial was just for people who wanted to find alternative ways to doing that without giving your body out. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a call. Caller at 404, are you there?
Yeah, what's going on? It's Zilla. I'm here.
Zilla, how are you today?
I'm doing good. I apologize for calling in late. I'm actually editing this video with Nicole Vichy and a few other bloggers that we did today, so...
Okay, well, next question, and then I want you to tell everybody a little bit about your website, okay? How do you think about celibacy coming from a man's perspective?
Coming from a man's perspective? I'm actually celibate right now. I haven't actually had sex since October. Yeah, since October. So, yeah, it's interesting. Like, females is interesting. It's real interesting, and it's hard, and it's an ongoing struggle. So I'm thinking about ready to break my celibacy.
Okay. And how do you feel that it's made you during this current time? Do you think that it's made you stronger?
Absolutely. I know I could do it now. I didn't think I could do it before, but I know I could do it now. Like, I'm actually holding out for the right one. So I know I could do it now. I think I'm stronger from it.
Okay. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about your website?
Well, my website is blogzilla.com. That's B-L-O-G, X as in X-ray, I-L-L-A.com. Fast-growing website. I cover relationships, sexual advice, and a little bit of entertainment as well. And so stop by, check it out.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in, Blogzilla, and giving us a little tidbit about being celibate from a male's point of view, because we really wanted to hear that. We also have another caller. Caller from 580. Are you there?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. And what's your name?
This Black Civilization.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in, Black Civilization. I was reading some of your comments, and they're pretty profound. What do you want to say about today's topic?
Well, you know, I'm just trying to understand whether or not, you know, to use celibacy or respect for self. You understand? Because what happened, you know, for me, and I can tell you from my experience, doing marriage, you know, I was gone for 18 months. right? The biggest thing with me, it was a respect for my mate. It was respect for me. You understand? And it's not really staying, you know, yeah, you have to stay celibate because I want to. I respect myself and respect who I have as an individual. You understand? And with that said, I was doing different things, you know, to keep in the right frame of mind. Now, people can say to celebrate, right, but doing other things, right? So when you get a mate, right, you already did a whole lot of other stuff wrong. It's just that you just didn't have sex with somebody else, right? You have to be true to yourself. You know, you have to respect self and that other person that you're trying to be with. So I think, you know, for me personally, I never believe in the word celibacy anyway. You know, it's just a respect for self, a respect for individuals as a whole. And we as people, you know, we don't know the meaning of love versus sex. The animals in walking the streets and the Serengeti, they have sex every day. They're jumping each other every day. You know, and we have gone down to that. We have reserved ourselves to animalistic. Yeah, we're animal, but God, what he had done is give us speech, give us reasoning. Let us walk on tools to understand life, to be above all the other creatures. But we have stepped below, you know, that. And we don't communicate with each other. And that's one of the things. You know, if we sit up here and communicate with girlfriends, with mates, with spouses and all that good stuff, we will bridge the gap. And unless we sit up here and get away from this sex thing, right, we will never understand the female, and the female would not understand the male.
Amen to that, brother. And I think sometimes if we think of it as a self-respect thing, then celibacy wouldn't sound so bad. You know what I mean? Crystal, what are your thoughts about that?
It's so very true. I mean, celibacy is an individual act. So if you think about it with just about only focusing on yourself, and it's true, it all boils down to how do you feel about yourself. And I believe the other gentleman was talking about how trying to see if you can do it. It really, I'm always striving to go higher and higher in myself in all areas. And so it's like, okay, let's see if I can do this. And if I can do this, then I can do that. You know, and it's always taking you to higher levels. So it's definitely, I think it's good for you to challenge yourself in different areas. Then it's also good for to say, okay, this is how I feel about myself, and this is what I choose to do for myself.
Absolutely, Crystal. And again, a lot of times we as individuals, just because we love sex so much and we want to get that nut so much, we're giving ourselves to people that don't deserve it. And we need to take the time to really know this person. Know if this person is equally yoked for me. Can this person really feel me? Am I vibing with this person? And after so many months, or after a year of practicing this, before you know it, all this time has gone, and you will be at a place to where you feel that you can give yourself to this person, or you may feel that maybe I still need to wait until it's time for marriage. And the reason why, again, I brought up masturbation. This is just for the people that are extremely addicted to sex. And you know that celibacy is just something that, I just can't do it. I love sex too much. You know what? There are other ways to help you get through it. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with masturbation. Some people in the chat room feel that it is and there's a sin. And maybe we'll do another show on that. But the goal for me is to make this as realistic as possible and try to touch every person that's listening to the show, if you know what I mean. Crystal, what are your thoughts about celibacy? Because some people will say, if you're celibate, you shouldn't even masturbate.
And from my point of view, because my stance is on a religious point, I would say the same thing.
Okay.
I would say that because it's not necessarily just the part of being with someone else. It's a part of that. It's a matter of you going, you taking, I guess, almost yourself to that place that's supposed to be designated for a husband and wife. I'm sorry. So and then you think about it with the Bible when it talks about fornication, and actually includes. And it doesn't, I guess it almost alludes to, it doesn't specifically say masturbation, but it's just about the thought process that goes behind it and all of that, where you're trying to keep your mind totally free from that whole, like, arena.
So, in my personal opinion of celibacy is for religious purposes, I would say, you know, it's just you cut it out, period.
Everything. Okay, yeah. And I'm glad that you touched on that point. So what I also want to talk about, well, for those people who think that it's harder said than done and may have an issue with that, there are organizations and groups that you can join that can assist you with that, so you can actually, if you really want to choose to, like, leave any kind of feeling, you can join different organizations. You can actually Google celibacy in your area and find support groups or some other alternatives that people may do, Crystal, if they want to do it just as you said that you choose to do.
Well, I definitely, it's getting more into the Word of God and being around like-minded individuals. I mentioned earlier that I have two girlfriends that have been celibate for 10 years, and most people that I do kind of spend most of my time with are saying, you know what, I'm choosing to save myself until marriage. And I think that's probably the most effective way is getting around other people who are choosing to do the same thing. So like what you mentioned, Classy Diva, about the different groups or different organizations, just meeting people and kind of putting it out there and saying, hey, this is what I'm trying to do. Now, that might be difficult because I can't, you know, while I know plenty of people that are practicing celibacy, in 2008, I know that it's not a common practice. So I would just say actually just making a decision, making a quality decision and saying, okay, I want to not feel like I'm failing at something. So when I make this decision, I will stick to it.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. I really hope that we were able to touch everybody that was listening today. It was really my focus to try to say something out to people that think that it's easy and also to say to people that think that it's very hard. And what we wanted to do was give you guys various alternatives to something that you can do. And like the caller said before, in Black, if you're still there, I want to give you one more opportunity to speak about this subject before we leave the air tonight.
Oh, me?
Sir.
No, you know, it's just you know, I understand where you and the young lady is coming from, but I think, you know, it's about self. It's about respect for self. And I think when we understand that and we sit up and understand what respect is and respect for self, you know, this self-hatred and you know, we can't love self, then guess what? You know, we lost. And we are, you know, my thing is, the respect thing, just have respect for you, have respect for the individual that you're dealing with, and communicate much more about every and anything, right? About
okay.
Every and anything, because if for me personally, I can ask a woman, when is the last time you had sex or you made love or whatever it is, and if she gives me an answer, it's all well and good with me. A lot of people cannot sit up here and fathom a woman giving them the right answer because they haven't grown yet. They haven't grown to the point to know that an individual out there had met other people and had made love or had sex with other individuals. So unless you grow in, you know, with that person and can communicate truthfully and honestly and straight, then everything will be all right. If you can't do that, you'll be lost for days.
Oh, thank you so much for that. I definitely want people to go online and just Google celibacy support groups. In your area as well as online, because one thing that got me through celibacy when I decided to do it was actually to have other people to support me, and it becomes so much easier. And if you think of it as a self-respect thing, then it makes it very easy on you, if you will. We're going to keep the chat room open for probably 30 more minutes, so if anybody wants to chat with me, you can definitely do so. I want to thank everybody that tuned in for love or for hate. I still appreciate you, and I do ask that you do come back next Sunday at 6 p.m. We're going to be talking about some other topics. Upcoming topics are, excuse me, Waiting to Exhale, the Breakup Edition, and also Memoirs of a Jump Off. And we do have some celebrity guests that will be calling in, so please stay tuned for that and add us as a favorite and as a reminder. And also we would love to get your comments after tonight. So first of all, thank you so much, Crystal, for coming in and telling us about Trinity Faith Consulting and getting your ideas about celibacy. I'm quite sure that it has helped somebody today. And also, thank you guys for tuning in to Say What Now with Classy Diva, and we do hope to see you again next week.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva here on Blog Talk Radio. Sit back, unwind, and enjoy the latest in entertainment news and realistic and real topics with real answers. Once again, you are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva here on Blog Talk Radio.